This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer plus FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there. And they're driving real careful out there in Texas tonight and parts of Arkansas and West Tennessee because of all the ice that's on the roads. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it happens to have to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. And we're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter. Follow us there. Captain's America is how you find us on those sites. Captain's America. And our great website is called the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. We have all of our wares over there, including our podcasts and the news stories and all the different things that we do are all over there for you to take a look at, as well as links to different contributors on the program, including the masked man who's about ready to come on the show here in just a second once I tell you who he is and where he's at. And let me tell you this much. We've got plenty, plenty, plenty coming your way when it goes to news this morning. So let's get started right now this hour with none other than Edwards.
Good morning.
Yes. Easy for me to say. All right. Thank you very much, gang. We will see you soon. Stay out of trouble. All right. Bye. Bye now. See you. Okay. Yep, they left the roof. Now, it's pretty comfortable down here right now. It's 66 degrees, but somehow, wow. I don't think it's that warm up there where you're at.
Well, not quite. It's about 25. Actually, it's cooler than that, about 12.
Okay, because I know there's a lot of wind up there, and for the further north you go, the worse it gets. All right. Well, are you ready, sir, to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first things first, Nikki Haley is going to be announcing she's running for president. The word came out last night.
Yeah, she's running for president. She doesn't like Trump. She's a good system girl. I'll just put it to you that way. I don't think she'll be elected, but I guess she she's got to throw her hat in the ring for some reason.
I think she's running for vice president. That's my thought.
Okay. Well, I don't think she would be picked as vice president either.
Well, it depends on who gets to be the president, the nomination.
Whether it's Trump or even DeSantis. I don't think she would be picked for either one.
It won't be DeSantis unless something really drastic happens. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah. But I could see, let's say, if some of the other more establishment types, she would probably be picked. But I think Trump is going to be the eventual nominee. But so.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he said that again yesterday down in Bradenton.
What now? I'm sorry?
He said that again yesterday down in Bradenton. He's not going anywhere. He's the governor of Florida.
Excellent. That's great. Mm-hmm. He needs to stay right there because, like as I've said before, we need powerful states like Florida and Texas to mm-hmm. offset D.C.
Speaking of Texas, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is cracking down on illegal immigration by creating a new position of Texas Border Czar, a former Border Patrol agent, to stem the overwhelming flow of migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border. That could be a very solid move on his part.
Yeah, I saw that press conference, and I'm glad that he's getting more active and getting someone like Mr. Mike Banks to accelerate the building of the border wall throughout that state. And right now, I think they've got about 54% of all the land there available to, because you know most of it is private owned, and they're trying to get permission from landowners to so they can expand. And I think about half of the amount available land left, they've gotten permission, so they're going to start in where they can. And I think that's a very good thing. There are some Democrat mayors and some, I guess, more left-leaning property owners who want to remain open on their property. So I think as they narrow those gaps and people are affected by all those people coming across the border, I think eventually they'll change their minds too. So, but it's a good thing.
Okay, and oh, by the way, the FBI quietly searched the Penn Biden Center back in mid-November quietly.
Yeah, and kept it hush-hush because they didn't want to upset Biden's election chances, I guess.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more Ron Edwards, and we're going to drink a little coffee here and all that good stuff. Constitutional Grounds, tell you all about that. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is...
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to LeronEdwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase. Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. When the first settlers arrived in America, the heavy influence of the Bible on their lives came with them. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, for many, their Christian faith was as much a part of who they were as their brave spirit was, and their faith impacted everything they did. This fact stands out boldly as one sees Scripture reflected in the individual colonies' statements of the goal of their governments. The Rhode Island Charter of 1683, for instance, simply states, "We submit our person, lives, and estates unto our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and to all those perfect and most absolute laws has given us in His holy word." In fact, from the first colony at Jamestown to the Pennsylvania Charter of Privileges granted to William Penn in 1701, where all persons who's professing to believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, shall be capable to serve this government in any capacity, both legislatively and executively, the Bible was considered the rule of life in the colonies, and I firmly believe that the principles in God's holy word was the foundation of greatness, which propelled the USA to a level of greatness never experienced by mankind before. If America returns to God's foundational greatness, we will prevent the greatest collapse in world history. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and the RonEdwards.com is where you will go and find the Constitutional Grounds coffee display. Now, I happen to like drinking iced coffee at night, and I got my Tervis tumbler sitting right over here, full as normal. And I'm going to take a little sip of this here coffee. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. I should go in the iced coffee business here on the side, because I really know, I really get it right, and I'm not just saying it for me. It's not me, it's the coffee. Remember that, it's the coffee. And I've always had a problem with coffee that's been acidic. This coffee is smooth as glass. Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display at theronebers.com website. Make your purchase there. And make sure you utilize that RE20 promo code, but they'll save you a 20% discount. Don't forget, we got this here magic voice that comes floating through the room that's going to tell us that Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
And there went that masked man out the door.
I'm telling you.
It's okay, so he another mission accomplished. How's that?
Amen.
All right, now, I need to mention here that our Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida District 1 up in the panhandle, I don't quite understand what he's up to this time. Now, I get that he agreed with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's removal of Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee, but he told a reporter that he's undecided about a push to remove Representative Ilhan Omar, the Democrat out of Minnesota, from the Foreign Affairs Committee based on a matter of her anti-Semitic comments in the past. Well, I think it's more in the anti-Semitic comments. I believe she's a darn freaking spy for whoever it is she's working for over there in Somalia or Outer Mongolia or wherever it is.
Yeah, she's from Somalia, but she's a pretty evil individual. Many comments that she has said, and she does not like this country. I don't understand Gaetz, but well, actually, I do. I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of people, for some sick reason, are afraid to deal with even what, it doesn't matter if they're American or foreign or whatever, black women. I think he might be a little, as they say down south, a scurred. It might be called a racist or something for agreeing to have her removed. You know, they have a different standard for some people. And he might be a little afraid of having that situation or having to deal with that situation. But I think she's got to go. If we're up to me,
so does Tlaib.
Yeah, all of them. Any people of that ilk. Doesn't matter to me, black, white, male, female. And if you're like Omar or the others that got to go, they got to go. She's dangerous for the country, and that should be the standard. Not she's a female or black or whatever. I don't know if I agree with removing her. I don't want to be a part of that. That's chicken stuff to me. She's got to go, man.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. Now we've got another situation coming, which is really going to have people running to tax preparers and running to accountants to try to figure out what to do. The IRS is doing what some are calling a cash grab. To start with this year's taxes, the IRS will be looking into any transaction of $600 or more starting in 2023. What they're looking for is they're looking for money coming into checking accounts or being loaded onto debit cards of $600 or more, which they consider to be income by any stretch of the imagination. Now, the only thing that's exempt that I can think of, and I did get an email from a person talking about Social Security, is based on Social Security, the lower income that you have below whatever the number is. I don't know what the threshold is to pay taxes on Social Security, but it's not on all of it. It's on a certain amount above a certain amount of dollars. I just don't remember what that figure is off the top of my head. So that's what's going on there. But anyway, it's just going to be a screwed up mess, this whole thing.
Well, you know, the government of this ilk, they don't want people, individuals, to prosper. They don't, they, you know, it's like they feel that we should not have very much. That's what it seems to me. And how dare you get more than $600? We don't think you deserve any more than that. And that they use as an excuse to also look into our business. They put their big fat nose in our business. And, they don't, in my opinion, have any right to do that. I think the Republicans need to go after this and try to shut that madness down. Or reverse it whenever they can, because it's just more and more, it's out and out communism, in my humble opinion. It has nothing to do with collecting revenue, Captain. They collect more revenue than any other government in the history of the world. And they need to cut back on their spending if they think they need more money, or that's what they'll say. But they don't. It's about trampling on our rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, they need more money, and that is what they're saying.
They don't need it. No, they don't. What they need to do is cut wasteful spending. Do you know that the government is involved in 87 activities that have nothing to do with the Constitution, with their constitutionally mandated duties? 87.
And I'm supposed to be shocked?
Yeah. Well, no, you're not. But the thing is, that proves they don't need that money.
Yeah, these people here that it's like the gang that can't shoot straight until it comes to revenue, and then they figure out ways that they can get involved in the revenue.
Well, they studied the Communist Manifesto very, very well, and that's what they're utilizing.
I guess it works.
If we let it.
Yeah, I guess it works. Well, that's the problem. We don't have people stepping up for whatever, and, you know, you can dream all you want about the future and the way things should be and all that, but until we get a bunch of people that say, yeah, we've had enough, and we're taxed enough already, and that's it. Remember all that stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Taxation. Taxation without representation.
Yeah. Well, those people haven't gone away. They've just gotten a little quieter. Now, China's new export rules could hamper the U.S. solar plans. Now, we know that's because where's the U.S. getting their solar panels?
China.
Wow. Talk about a monopoly.
Well, see, that's the thing. The United States needs to, say, bunk it and back off with their economic ties to China, even if it might hurt us temporarily, because if we don't, it's going to wipe us out anyway. They need to back off, tell China where to go, and start manufacturing our own stuff. And make it more conducive, by the way, getting government out of the way, making more conducive to make stuff here so that we are more competitive and we can tell China where to go for whatever we need to make for ourselves. I mean, that needs to be across the board. We need to tell China where to go and how to get there.
Well, right now, I need to tell you where to go. That's the music is here. So we got to part company here. I'll talk to you again on Saturday. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
You too. Yep. All right. Take care. Bye now.
Ron Edwards, everybody. Host of the Edwards Notebook.
Captain's Army. You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight state.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You have USA News Update. The combination of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and Arctic air spilling south from Canada is resulting in a long-duration ice storm for millions of people across at least 8 states. 2 people in Texas have died as sleet, snow, and freezing rain made road and air travel nearly impossible in Dallas on Tuesday. The forecast says it will spread northeast with time, lasting through early Thursday in some areas. 9 states asked a federal judge in Texas Tuesday to strike down the former President Obama DACA program that protects illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. The complaint wants to phase out the program over 2 years, arguing the rule, which affects roughly 800,000 people, is unconstitutional. Former actor 46-year-old Nathan Chasinghorse, best known for his role in Dances with Wolves, has been arrested for a sex trafficking ring involving minors. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and speaking of the hat trick with Patrick, here's the guy himself, the Sports Zone quarterback. I don't know if he's got a hat or not, but good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Happy middle of the week, hump day, as they love to call it. And let's hope it's a beautiful day for everybody out there. Well, Captain,
it is, unless you're in Texas.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you know. And why do you say that, Captain?
Big time ice storm, winter storm, 1,000 flights canceled, Dallas, Fort Worth, both those airports shut down, Austin, Texas shut down, no flights in or out, roads are virtually impassable where the ice is 3 inches thick in the roadway.
Wow. Well, man.
And that also comes up into Arkansas. It also is in the western part of Tennessee, Memphis, which is a place where they don't need to have more problems, northern part of Mississippi. It's just a real mess.
Yeah, it's weird how we didn't get the cold front down here in central Florida. Normally that's what occurs, but wow, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, speaking about Texas then, Captain, because I didn't know where you're going with that, which is always fun anyway, the D'Amico Ryans, okay, great coach for the 49ers, okay, looks like he's going to be going back to Texas, little Houston, where he started playing ball. And then he's been a coach for a few years, and, he's been interviewing, after they lost to the Eagles on Sunday. And, looks like he's hired for the job. So congratulations to him. I wish him well over there.
Was he going to Houston?
Yeah, Houston Texans. You know, he was the 33rd overall pick back in the 2006 draft. And he made All-Pro, and then in the final 4 years of his career, he played for the Eagles. Ironic is that, and he coached them, and now he's going to be a head coach. And he becomes the fifth Texans head coach since the start of the 22 season. And hopefully they'll get off this carousel of having so many coaches there. You know, that's one thing about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Captain, they've only had three coaches in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. You know, that, there's something to be said for that. You have to, you know, have to stick with a guy.
It's called loyalty.
Yeah. No, it's just, and so that's fan base too, you know, and the mentality. I want it now. I want to win now. And, it's never a good attitude and never a good way to approach things. You know, we talk about that in other facets of life and business, insurance, and you know, politics too.
Well, you know, I'm still trying to find out why on earth the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did what they did the way they did it, because a lot of the former coaches and former players are saying what they did was wrong.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish. Were they trying to make a scapegoat? They did a similar thing out there with the Chargers, you know, letting some people go, and Dallas letting some people go.
Normally you replace the head coach, and then it's up to the head coach as to who he wants to keep that was on the staff.
Exactly, Captain. That's what I just don't get. You know, that's, you know, staying on the head coaching track. It looks like the Broncos are set to hire Peyton. You know, Sean Payton is the head coach. Looks like the Saints are going to get a first rounder this year in the draft and a second rounder in next year's draft. I guess that's fair compensation, Captain, for a head coach.
Sounds like the John Biden deal. John Gruden deal.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
John Biden. Cool. Boy, he'll love me for that.
Oh, that's funny. Please. Hey, you had an Uncle Joe moment. Anyway, kind of have some fun with it, Captain. Can't get too serious. I'm curious to see how he's going to do there. You know, can he turn Russell Wilson back to what he was with the Seattle Seahawks?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. That's the big question. Maybe, Captain. Does that, you know, help out, you know, the Saints, you know, for the next couple of years? Can't hurt them, and it's not going to help out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, for people listening around. Now, looking for Major League Baseball. Going to be on NBC again and Peacock, and they're going to have a good season this year. I think baseball is starting to come back to where people want to watch it and see it. They've made some good changes, Captain, for all generations to enjoy it. And that's what I'm hoping.
How about in our backyard what just happened this week with the Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah, Captain. What's your thoughts about that?
I think it's great.
Okay.
They're going to develop that whole downtown area in St. Pete. They've got the Rays put in charge of it so that they have a vested interest in it. They're putting up a bunch of their money. The city's coming up with the rest, and there's some sort of state baseball money that I understand is coming into this too, but there's going to be developers involved because of the businesses that are going in there and the homes that are going in there, affordable homes, which will have to be high-rise living. But, again, that won't be that affordable. The higher you go, the more it costs. You know that, and I know that. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's a great idea.
I love the idea, Captain. I just don't know if it solves the Rays problem. The vicinity of having enough population to support a team and not make the stands look like a AAA affiliate. I mean, that's always a bad look.
What they're doing, Patrick, is they're putting some of their season ticket holders right next door to the stadium.
Yeah, well, there you go.
What they're doing. And when I saw that, I went, holy smokes. If they make it affordable, if they keep it affordable, they'll get season ticket holders out of those people.
Well, I hope so, Captain. If they have money, if they don't, you know, a lot of times that turns into Section 8 housing, and then those people just are living off their Social Security check or their, you know, disability checks and things of this nature. They don't have that ancillary income to go watch a baseball game. That's what concerns me. And how many thousands can we get, Captain? When we have to compete with the New Yorks, the Bostons, the Chicagos, the Los Angeles, where they have 3 million people within a 10-mile radius. That's so important. That's how you make it happen in baseball, in my opinion. But I hope it helps. I was hoping, you know, and I didn't have any skin in the game, Captain. Where I reside in the area, I don't care if it's in St. Pete. I love the Trop. I don't care if it's down by the fairgrounds, which would be by the Hard Rock. I just think that would have made more sense to get all of the people here in the Tampa Bay area.
Well, they're going to redesign the Trop to the point to where it's going to be an open and closed type deal.
Well, then that'll be neat, and hopefully that will be enough of a change to get people to go to. I agree with you 100%, Captain. Mm-hmm. They're having an All-Star weekend for basketball and hockey, and we'll see how that pans out. I like what they do with basketball, Captain, and they have like a little G League players come to the All-Star weekend and see what they have. You know, a lot of people that are big college football fans, they don't like the way it's transformed into minor league football. They think that would just make it a G League, these kids playing 1 year and transferring somewhere else. I'm curious if that's ever going to happen, Captain. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm all for watching summer football, you know, whatever it is. What do they call it, the XFL or what is
USFL.
It now?
USFL. Coming back, USFL. Well, we're talking during the college season, getting rid of college football, not making it a farce with, you know, transferring kids all over.
Well,
the place.
If they want to play football, they got to have somewhere to show their wares, right? They got to have somewhere to do that.
Yeah.
There's not that many people that come out of those semi-pro leagues, whatever you want to call them, but
that's correct.
But at least they get an opportunity.
Absolutely, Matt. That's everything in life. It's about opportunity. It's about making right choices. And that's where I like to think I come in for the audience, Captain. You know, I can be of help to you when it comes to insurance needs and just going over what you currently have. There's ways I can save you money. I have people every day on their Medicare, on their life insurance, on their annuities. We help them move money. We give them veterans benefits. We get people benefits that they need, okay, in these crazy times in our country. And I'm a guy you can call, you can count on, and we can have fun with it. Instead of making it a task, we can make it to where you're going to feel good about yourself or you're going to put more money in your pocket and feel good about yourself.
What's the number?
It's 813-966-1052. Easy number, Cap. 813-966-1052.
Now, are you going to come down to Bradenton tomorrow?
I will not be able to get to Bradenton tomorrow, Captain. I will be at a doctor's opening, so that's where I was yesterday. That's that time of year when a lot of doctor's offices open up, and I'm trying to help them all out with getting put together there. So
okay, because I'll be in Bradenton.
All right, now I'm down there, home of the Pittsburgh Pirates in the winter.
I'm just Captain down, Hammond, just down the there. Road from the Pirates.
Right on, man.
All right, see you soon. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, and coming up, we've got our real estate quarterback, Brandon.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows are at the Hernando County Fairgrounds at Brooksville this weekend. Shop dozens of vendors of both new and antique firearms. It's by far the best show on Florida's West Coast. Also, my friends from Moss Nissan will have some of their inventory of the great Nissan pickup trucks at the show. Moss Family Automotive, just up the road in Brooksville, brand new showroom, is by far the finest dealership in Hernando County. I'll be at the show Saturday 93, so look me up when you're there. Hernando County Fairgrounds, just a few miles south of Brooksville on US 41.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Love the gun show up here in Brooksville. Love the people in Brooksville. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have a big to-do there because we're going to have our a couple of our salespeople there. We're going to bring our big sign behind us where you can stand in front of me, get your picture taken, or whatever. I'll take a picture with you, whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. The trucks will be there, the big old Moss Titans and the Frontiers, the newly designed Frontiers, you're going to love to see that. And it's going to be a great time in the old town tonight. All right, on the telephone line, we've got the real estate quarterback, the consumer quarterback, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show. It's none other than Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Captain.
Going to get busy around here.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Oh, we always have a good time when this comes. I love it when this time of the month comes together because we get the regular Mission Barbecue, then we get to go to Mixins, and we got the gun show up there, so we got Moss coming in there. What a weekend is it going to be? A lot of things going on, and I hope if you get a chance, because you live up there, you can stop by and say hi.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited. I might be going on a little hunting trip. One of my buddies lined up, so I'm still kind of in the works.
What are you hunting?
I would be for hogs.
Okay, I was going to say be careful because a lot of guys are going out there and they do stupid stuff, and next thing you know, they come back wounded.
Yeah, this is private land, though. It's hundreds of acres private land, a friend of mine.
Okay. Now, I don't know exactly what's going on with the housing market, but it looks like as if the prices on some of the houses are dropping. Am I right?
Yeah, you're seeing that. And, you know, it's interesting. That's an astute observation, because what happens is, you know, the media comes in and they start talking about, of course, mainstream media is wrong a lot of times, and they come in and start talking about, you know, certain aspects of the market, and it's completely wrong, because now the interest rates have slowly dropped, so it's kind of causing a little bit of a stabilization. But you will see price drops, and then especially with builders are getting to a point where they are reducing and rebating, and so you're seeing that as well. And the saving grace that we have, especially, you know, in our market area, I know you're national, but we in Tampa Bay, we have a low inventory market still. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other markets across the country are still having low inventory. So that really helps kind of stabilize the pricing because there's a lack of inventory across the board.
And it should be mentioned you're at home and that's your guard dog.
Yeah, he's in the other room, and it's like he's a little baby. You know, he's got to have all the attention.
Well, let him out. We'll talk to him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, labor is something that we kind of monitor a lot of things off from, and we look to see what's going on with job growth and labor costs and this, that, and the other. And unfortunately, the labor cost growth was the smallest in a year. And that's not good for the economy in general. We can see that we still haven't climbed out of the rut we're in.
Right, yeah, and I think you can't really even trust a lot of the numbers coming out of the Labor Department. And you know, there's so much trust that's lost in government, everything from the CDC to the reporting to, the FDA. They're talking about lab-grown meats now. I was doing that show on my show yesterday, a clip about that, and there's so much trust lost, and you know, I just know when I talk to people out in the community, I'll talk to people that own companies, and they'll say, yeah, I'd love to grow, I'd love to hire more, but I just can't find anyone, I can't hire anyone, because, you know, our government has really ruined the whole labor market by, you know, handing out so much money to people, giving the checks from the COVID, and it's a really bad situation they've created.
Those are going away. The COVID checks are going away May the 11th, if not sooner, because the Congress yesterday put the kibosh to Joe Biden. They said, that's it. We're done with the COVID emergency.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. I was happy to see that, too, and I think they should because, you know, hey, let's normalize things. Let's get back to, you know, a normal scenario in a lot of different places. It's interesting, too. I was interviewing yesterday. I had the Pinellas County property appraiser, Mike Twitty, on my show, and he was talking about, you know, in Florida we have that Save Our Homes cap. So he was talking about a bill that he introduced. They're going to be introducing into legislation to make it easier for people that are buying property, especially particularly a homestead, to be able to calculate what their taxes will be. So, you know, Pinellas County is the most densely populated county in Florida. So it was a really interesting conversation that we had with the property appraiser.
There are 24 GOP senators that are opposing raising the debt limit without cuts right off the bat in the budget.
Right.
How do you think that'll work?
Well, I think it's a good idea. I mean, they've got to start trimming some fat somewhere. I mean, you know, we've spent record dollars, something like 80% of all the dollars that are in circulation is new dollars over the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just unbelievable. You know, here we are in 2023 now, and we've printed 80% of new dollars. And, you know, especially a lot of the money that I see, you know, that you hear about going over to Ukraine and overseas, you know, there's too many opportunities for corruption and kickbacks, and I don't like it. I think our government's blown. It's bloated. They need to cut. They need to start trimming fat, cut back, and there's too many three-letter alphabet agencies, you know, everything from the EPA, you know, they all need to be, you know, cut down, cut back, and trim back. There's way too many employees. What's the number of employees that the federal government has? I mean, it's I forgot the number, but it's up there. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's way too big. There's no need for all those positions, and yeah, that's my two cents. Mm-hmm.
Now, you've heard of Fortune magazine, right?
Yep.
Well, Fortune magazine is reporting that faced by the high costs of houses and apartments and their upkeep, plus rising mortgages, more and more Americans are renting rather than buying properties like never before. That's way up. And if you could even find a rental property somewhere, you're doing good.
Yeah, but, and, you know, people are almost forced into renting, and that's a sad situation because, you know, we're built on freedom. And, you know, I think one of the biggest freedoms we have is the ability to own our own home and have the freedom to do that. And, of course, you know, the rents are rising. The rents have rose, and they are high right now. The rents are at 30-year highs, and there's a term called sticky. You know, when those rents go up, they tend to stick there and stay there because they're not going to, you know, the owners and landlords aren't just going to reduce the rent out of good faith.
Well, let's take a quick call. Good morning, Bag Ab and Bob. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a question for your guest there.
Go ahead.
If on the Save Our Homes tip, if I have a $200,000 condo and I sell it, okay, and I buy another $200,000 condo, and is the taxes on it going to be like it was on the other one with the cap, or will I start fresh and have to pay the full strength taxes?
All right. Thanks. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the purpose of the Save Our Homes cap, is that you will be able to port your homestead. So we're talking about homesteaded properties. You will be able to port that homestead, and you will get a break on your taxes on that new condo. And yeah, so that's one of the great things that we've done here in Florida, to Save Our Homes cap. And it's a 3% increase each year is your max. So that's, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Okay, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate the support. Brandon Rimes, Keller Williams Realty, nationwide. We can help you nationwide. 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com, like consumer quarterback. 813-917-1894. Consumerqb.com. And we appreciate you, Captain.
All right, talk to you soon. That's Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback. Check him out, consumerqb.com. By the way, I'll be down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe tomorrow, 11:30 to 1:30. And when you're down there in Sarasota, check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, right there in Sarasota. Great, great, great company. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase there. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. I'll see you all tonight, everybody, on the Radio. Have a great day. God bless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.